It is generated by the healing angels, and if you work in unselfish ways, we transmit it to you to those who are in need of it. Anytime you are sending loving thoughts to other souls, they will receive it as light and respond to it in some way. Naturally, this principle also applies to unpleasant thoughts and feelings. God's healing power illuminates human souls. It gradually permeates the physical bodies of those you are suffering and from the radiates outwards into their environment. However, this power should only be tapped into to heal the sick. If you do this for no other purpose and without any selfish motives like wishing to become known as a world-famous healer, you will in time be able to cleanse your whole being of the poisons that have built up in your system. They were caused by the thinking patterns you developed in the course of many lifetimes. This process also clears your emotional or water body of the feelings that once were based on the false beliefs, prejudices and superstitions of the past. The water body houses your soul, the soft, sensitive and highly impressionable part of women and men alike. When its outstanding issues have been cleared up, you will be able to help, enlighten and strengthen those around you. Know that no unselfish effort on Anun's behalf is ever wasted. God's will is that you love not only all human beings but everything else that shares your earthly life with you. Therefore, make an effort to constantly send out goodwill and light to humankind and the whole of your world. We, your guides in the world of spirit, have been called to work, for a long time unbeknown to all earthlings, on your minds and hearts. As the years sped by, you and your race have passed the darkest stages of your evolutionary journey. Now the Christ light of the perfect sons, daughters of God who have integrated every aspect of their higher nature is growing ever stronger in your world. Your Christ nature is the living God within, your inner teacher or in tuition. This is the only guru in the whole of creation who is utterly trustworthy and can reliably tell you what is right or wrong for you at any given moment. It communicates with you through the world of your feelings. Therefore, if something feels right to you, then it is for you, even though it may not be for anyone else. Never forget that it is God's will that you should love and respect yourselves and your own past, present and future, bearing in mind that everything that has been and one day shall be fulfills a wise higher purpose. And when you finally overcome and leave behind the desires and urges of your lower animal self, your Christ nature is rising from its slumbers and beginning to manifest itself in you and your life. This kind of growth is your birthright, and ever-continuing spiritual evolution is your destiny. Whatever you begin today, you will continue tomorrow, and when you return to the world of light at the end of each lifetime, you will continue to work for and guide, inspire and bless humankind just like we are doing now. Recommended reading: What is Soul? Climbing the Spiritual Mountain and Living Intuitively. Part 7. The Divine Healing Rays. Rays of Wisdom, Healers and Healing, the Very Best of White Eagle, the Divine Healing Rays. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides. It reached me through the Lodge's Monday Thought, the 17th of April 2017. If your inner vision were developed sufficiently, you would be able to observe the distribution, direction and infusion of the rays of God's healing power. Although they are invisible to earthly eyes, their energies are always available to anyone. They are constantly at work throughout the whole of creation and are strengthened considerably when someone asks for healing, for themselves as well as for others. The angel in charge of the healing group and the one at the head of the group known as the Lords of Karma closely co-operate with each other. The former knows where someone is asking for healing and the latter decides in what form it should be given. The outcome of any such requests depends entirely on the patient's karma. The conclusions of the leading angels of both groups are passed on to the healing angels, who at all times are carrying out the instructions that are given to them. It is up to the two angels in charge whether a healing miracle might be justified. They are responsible for bringing them into being, to the astonishment of your world, where very few have an idea how they come about, as most of you, aspiring healers and non-healers alike, to this day are unable to access the karmic records. It would be impossible for you to use the healing rays correctly. We suggest that whenever you are sending healing to someone in need of it, you tune the receiver, transmit a station of your earthly mind into the frequencies of the angelic healing channels. This adjusts the vibrations of your thought processes to theirs, so that with the passing of time they become ever more compatible with the angelic ones. Through this you gradually evolve into an ever greater force for the healing not only of individual patients, but of the whole of humankind. The essence of another teaching about the power of healing thoughts from the White Eagle group of spirit guides appeared with the title, White Eagle on Divine Mother, The Creation of Form. Sometimes, you may wonder how you might best help a friend in hospital or someone who is approaching death. We would like you to know that the power of thought is more effective than that of speech or written words. Best of all, you can help anyone by sending them kind and optimistic, good and constructive thoughts. In your thoughts, lift those who are suffering into the heart mind of the Great Mother and her Son, Daughter, the Universal Christ. Keep on with your efforts because any healing rays that are projected from a distance are as effective, and even more so in many cases, than when they are physically ministered. Whenever someone is in the process of leaving their physical body behind, wise ones remind themselves that they are far from dying. There really is no need for excessive grieving and feeling sorry for anyone who is released into our world, because it is one of infinite beauty, love and joy. Human spirits and souls do not die and will never do so. They merely move into a different dimension of life. As the great American poet wrote, "Death is the angel sent who draws the unwilling bolt and sets the captive free." That is why, when the time for laying the physical body aside, there should be no grief. The spirit has merely passed from your earthly vision, but it is still near you. In love there can be no separation. The spirit of someone left behind merges with that of the spirit who is being released. The laws of harmony and union prevail and the two spirits and souls are joined into one. We agree that earth life is a hard school, but you will find it much less so when you draw aside and dissolve the veil of consciousness that separated our world from yours in the past, and then continue to live consciously in the awareness of the limitlessness of spiritual life. White Eagle on the Power of Thought, Part 8. One in Spirit and Thought. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of message guides that appeared in Stellar Polaris February, March 2011 with the heading, One in Thought. Many in earthly life do not yet recognize the power in which they have their being and who is at all times trying to assist them with their spiritual development. This is particularly true with regard to the power of thought. There is a great deal of confusion in the thought processes on your planet, and when we witness how, as a result of this, many have to endure physical pain, discomfort and weariness of mind, body and spirit, we would love to provide you with some kind of magical healing balm. However, for as long as people are closed off to the spiritual dimensions and background of their earthly existence, this is extremely difficult. That is why we are doing all we can to help you become aware of the power of your thinking. With this, God and the angels are laying the till for creating perfect health first for yourselves and then for those around you. When you have sufficiently attuned the receiver, transmit a station of your earthly mind to their frequencies, God's white healing magic can begin to flow through you to alleviate the suffering of many. All you have to do is train your mind and direct it into healthier thinking and behavior patterns. Far too many in your world still believe that their thoughts are their own affair. They could not be more mistaken, Because every thought that goes forth from your world affects not only the whole of your world, but also all others. If you are a kind, loving and considerate person who thinks good things, you are assisting the growth of good throughout the whole of creation. Naturally, the same is true for unkind, negative and unloving thoughts. Can you see what a great responsibility for the well-being of your world and all worlds each one of you has? However much you may be tempted to be unkind and criticize, do not give in and radiate kind and understanding thoughts into situation. Once you have learnt to love humankind with all its shortcomings and your world, you will not find this difficult. Always bear in mind that every thought creates a vibration and a wave on the etheric levels of life. When you are thinking about someone, your thought travels directly to them and in due course takes form. It hovers in their vicinity and waits until the recipient is off guard. If their mind is filled with useful and helpful thoughts, negative and unwanted thoughts cannot penetrate it. But it enters as soon as the mind is less occupied. Wise ones, who are aware of these things, reject negative thoughts and transmute them into good and positive ones. Good thoughts you are sending stimulate the recipient in positive ways. Without being aware of it, all of you are constantly receiving the thoughts of others, particularly on the astral and mental planes, the realm of thought forces. If you suffer physically, make an effort not to think about your suffering. When you are in pain, do not react with, "Oh, how I suffer. I do feel bad," because you then attract the negative powers that are everywhere and therefore also around you, and they increase the feeling of pain. There is much truth in a Christian Science practice that says that good thoughts are of God. Whenever they are spoken, the Christ light wraps itself around that person. Wise do this and through it reap wonderful blessings, not only for themselves but also for those around them. The teachings of the knowledge, wisdom and power of the divine white healing magic will never change, as it was in the beginning, it is now and forever will continue to be, while any kind of world exists somewhere. We shall never tire of telling you that the secret of this power is within the reach of every human being and can only be accessed through self, mastery and thought, control. True spiritual masters have gained complete control over their thinking processes. Achieving the control of our mental and physical body is very difficult, but then it is well known that no master ever falls from the heavens. It frequently takes souls until they arrive in our world, after leaving their physical bodies behind, that they realize they are living in a world of thought. Those treading the path of the mysteries, need to take good care of their surroundings and create harmony wherever they go. Their thinking has to be precise, for that is the foundation on which all life is built. Every human eventually has to learn how to safely wield the white magic with the help of right thinking. The development of what is known in your world as psychic gifts is only a first stage of the opening of the spiritual talents of the Christ power, which in the fullness of time will come alive in even the last and slowest of human beings. In due course this power will dominate the whole of your world and draw all of you together into the universal siblinghood of life. Through this the vibrations and with it the physical conditions of the earth will change. They are already in the process of becoming finer and more etherealized and each one of you can contribute to this by working for the benefit of all humankind. During the early part of their earthly education, human beings experience life as if they were spending it in a small prison. The building blocks of this jail are the false beliefs, prejudices and superstitions the small earthly self accumulated in the course of many lifetimes, which have been carried forward into this one. This part of human nature gets so immersed in providing the essentials of earthly life like food, clothing and housing, that there seems to be no time left for anything else. This is how for a long time ignorance of their true nature and the fear of the unknown are keeping all human spirits and souls incarcerated, but as they progress on their predestined pathway, there eventually comes a moment of awakening. It can be sparked by particularly tragic, traumatic and sad events, for example when loved ones return to our world. Now the time has come for asking some searching questions like, where has my loved one gone? Where shall I go when my time has come? What's going to happen to me? This spiritual awakening is frequently accompanied by feelings of a hunger and thirst that cannot be satisfied by anything earthly life has to offer. The alarmingly increasing numbers of overweight people and those with eating and drinking problems in general are evidence of the pressure for the awakening of the whole human race that is constantly rising. But help is always at hand and sufficient opportunities are on offer to assist humankind with waking up from its deep sleep in materialism. Gemini, Libra and Aquarius are the air sign and each lifetime spent in one of them served the development of the human intellectual abilities. The deeper all of together are moving into the age of Aquarius, the more noticeable becomes the great outpouring of Aquarian energies from the mental planes of the highest levels into humankind's individual and collective consciousness, which for quite some time has been taking place, to enable ever more of you to reach out for the angelic hosts. The universal power of thought thus stimulates humankind's higher mind. Drawing closer to your world makes it easier for them to pour their rays of wisdom and truth into all hearts and souls. And when you look around you, you can observe this revival and prompting of people's spiritual faculties. Materialism will not hold sway much longer in your world, and this can already be seen in the fields of literature, music and science. Wise ones appreciate that it is impossible to live in splendid isolation and that with or without Anon's will, their thinking constantly affects the lives of all others, in your world and ours. To enable them to receive and transmit the light of the living God within, they keep the power station of their earthly minds constantly tuned into the frequencies of the higher levels of life. Aware that on the inner level of life there is no separation between anything and that they will always retain their individuality, wise ones look at themselves and everybody as mere drops in the great ocean of life where everything moves forwards and upwards on the evolutionary spiral as one magnificent universal siblinghood. This is one of the greatest secrets of the white magic. The angels gave your world the simplest and yet most profound teaching about it through the Jesus legend's words. Love one another. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And finally, the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in Stellar Polaris February, March 2011 under the heading, Spontaneity. Learning about scientific facts, as you they are called in earthly life, or reading and studying spiritual or occult truth is all very well. But until you have built into your soul body the light atoms, the constructive God atoms and through it have found a deep inner understanding of these things, you cannot serve life as you would like to. It is one thing to know with your mind, but knowing and grasping matters that come to your attention with your inner self is another one entirely. The result of this kind of understanding is spontaneous good thinking and acting that gives forth the light of God's love. This is the power that can raise the vibrations of every atom of your own being, of those around you and your whole world. The mental body is the higher vehicle through which the Christ Spirit, the living God within, operates. This part of your being is capable of creating a world so far removed from Mother Earth's present state that she will no longer be of the same substance. The development of this part of your being depends on the habitual thought patterns of each individual. But as more and more of you strive to develop the right ones and through this become a Christed one in their own right, you will be doing your share of assisting the spiritual rebirth of Mother Earth as a purely spiritual being, the same as you will by then be. White Eagle on the Power of Thought, Part 9. The Power of Love and Thought. rays of wisdom, healers and healing, the very best of White Eagle, working with the power of love and thought. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in the Starlink January 2012. Many in your world to this day believe that life ends at the death of the physical body, but this is simply not true because the essence of every human being is spirit and soul. Like God, this part is eternal and immortal, and because God is spirit, its true home are the spirit realms where there is no death and all life constantly moves forwards and upwards on a never-ending evolutionary spiral. Whenever a loved goes from you, they are joining us in our world. They are by no means dead, and in truth they never left you because they merely moved into another dimension where all life is one and there is no separation between anything, and where no one ever leaves anybody. On that level your loved ones will always be with you. The most important part of every human being is their spirit and soul, and they are said to belong to God. That is correct, but it's by no means all there is to it. Because everything is of God and brought into being by the highest forces of life, the servers of God and the executors of His, her great plan of life, every aspect of your being, including your physical body, belongs to God. Wise ones are aware of this and treat their body as the temple of the living God within. They would not dream of desecrating it with anything, especially not with evil and destructive thoughts. God, the Great Father, Mother of all life, without exception totally and unconditionally loves each and every human being, just as much as everything else in the whole of creation. All of it has been created and is constantly maintained and supported by the power of the thoughts of our all-loving, all-giving and all-forgiving Creator. Love and thought are the two most powerful forces that exist anywhere. Just imagine the effectiveness and power that is created when these two come together and express themselves as kind and loving thoughts you are sending to anyone. This is also how in quiet reflections and meditations your loved ones can be contacted at any time. And that is the best way of finding out for yourself that they really are alive and well in our world, and that nothing can destroy a bond of love that has been created between two people, as well as people and animals. Wise ones know that love and thought are the two most powerful forces in the whole of creation. Whilst thinking about the troublemakers of their world, in particular those who are involved in planning and carrying out terrorist activities, in one of their quiet moments the thought flashes through their minds. There has to be something I can do to help these poor souls with the awakening of their higher nature. But what if I allow myself to think I hate them and what they are doing? All I can hope to achieve is adding to the darkness that presently fills their being and surrounds them. These wise ones are aware that evil and darkness cannot be overcome by evil, and that negative thoughts anyone sends into your world attracts others with the same vibrations. They absorb each other like sponges, and it does not take long until the negativity returns to each of its senders in the form of ever greater darkness that disturbs any emanations of light that might be there. The only right way of assisting any kind of troublemaker is with thoughts of forgiveness and kindness that are born from your heart's love and understanding for the difficulties of humankind's earthly lessons. Whenever such thoughts are sent into your world, they too attract ever more of with the same vibration on their travels through the ethers. Appreciating this, wise ones think, as I have no idea of how to go about this enterprise, I'll ask my inner guidance, who knows what I am doing and thinking at all times. Focusing their attention on the world of the troublemakers, they pray to their highest self. May your will be my will and your words be mine, so that everything unfolds in keeping with your will and wishes. If it's all right to do this, may the angels of healing and peace hold my hand and the right words come to me intuitively. After having waited a moment until they sense the highest self's response, the wise ones enter into an imaginary dialogue that goes something like this. You are my younger sibling and I am calling to help you become aware that there is a part of you that is all good. At the moment it's still slumbering, but I would like to help it wake up. For you the time has come to understand that earthly life is ruled by universal laws and although at present you think you can do as you like, this simply is not true. You and I, the same as everybody else, are responsible for each one of our thoughts, words and actions. Be creative and continue with whatever occurs to you intuitively. If it feels right, that is what it is. White Eagle on the Power of Thought, Part 10. You are your own creators. Healers and healing, the very best of White Eagle, you are your own creators. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in Stella Polaris, June, July 2010 with the heading, Visualizing the Christ Star. Every human being is a spark of God and a chip off the old block. All qualities and powers that are in God are also in each one of you, though at first only in a slumbering state and as a potential. As co-creators with God, your thoughts have the power to constantly create something. Any form that you imagine or think of is created by you out of what we in our world call soul matter. Whatever you create, you are responsible for and, usually without being aware of what they are doing, writers create and build the characters of their tales on the etheric plane. Writers of fiction are the creators of their stories' characters, but those who write historical novels tune into the vibrations of the people who have become the focus of their attention. The more intensively this is done, the more authentic their tales will feel. Whatever someone creates in this way comes alive as a thought form on the astral plane of life and eventually has to be absorbed into the heart mind of its creator. That is the seat of God's and human creativity. Every human being's development at some stage includes experiencing the astral planes. If in any of your lifetimes you created some thought forms, that is when they present themselves to you, so they can be absorbed into your consciousness. Because the universal laws decree that everything has to return to its creator, it cannot be done any other way. Does that now make you wonder how Sir Arthur Conan Doyle coped with it when the Hound of the Baskervilles was bounding towards him? If only he had known. Wise ones, however, who are aware that every one of their thoughts, words and actions is built into some kind of a form on the higher etheric plane, leave writing unpleasant and scary tales to those who do not yet know any better. Instead they spend more time on creating beautiful and peaceful conditions in their home. Even if their life path is a difficult one, they make every effort to think good and constructive thoughts only and use their power to create as much beauty wherever they go. As the absorption of thought forms can only be done by the love in the Creator's heart for his, her creations, wise ones ask for the guidance and protection of their inner teacher, the living God within, when they are writing. They take great care to only bring thought forms of good, positive and constructive people into being, who have something to give that enriches your world and makes it a more pleasant place for all. And that is how the angels once created the legend of the Master Jesus and the people surrounding him. When this tale has served its purpose, every one of its thought forms will be absorbed back into the consciousness of the angelic hierarchy and removed. For the Jesus legend, this process will be completed sooner than you may be able to imagine from your present evolutionary state. This is due to the fact that increasing numbers of you are becoming aware that the only purpose of all legends that ever appeared in your world was to assist the awakening of the living God within each one of you. Every one of the thought forms that were thus created down the ages, with the passing of time was slowly withdrawn and absorbed into the heart of the angelic realms, from where they once emerged. Each time an old religion is removed from your world in this manner, it loses its hold on people's hearts and minds and that creates the necessary space for the entry of a new belief system. This is how the religions that are still present in your world are being phased out. And now that sufficient numbers of you have matured into spiritual maturity, there no longer is any need for legends. You are ready for the truth about God's true nature and your own, and capable of acting as healers and light bringers for those around you.